Listening to the catastrophe. I still have rice in my teeth. Can you help me out? I do. You worked your stuff out just before we got on air.
This is the curated catastrophe. We're eating dim sum.
We are eating dim sum.
Which is incredibly greasy.
It's a little bit slimy. It's not slimy.
Well, the first thing I ate was like a giant greased donut.
I ordered everything you asked for.
No, you didn't.
We didn't
adequately communicate.
You circled things on the menu, and I said half of them.
But you only got the fried things. You didn't get the other things that aren't deep fried. We have four plates of deep fried food in front of us. And thank you very much for picking that up.
My understanding was that you didn't want to eat anything other than...
I'm sorry. I thought you wanted to try this fucking place. I never want to eat here again.
No, you wanted to. I'm happy with my sex-trafficked fried rice.
You always want to get slimy shit from the dim sum place.
No, I don't. I just get the fried rice. I get the same thing every time. This is not a bit, by the way.
We're never doing this again.
This is not a bit.
We're never going to the fucking dim sum place. I was throwing you a bone.
You're so... What do you mean? I was throwing you a bone. You haven't even eaten today. Yeah. Trying to keep everybody sane and grounded here with some dim sum that is... underappreciated, much like my pre-prep. I digress. Closing out that set, I thought that was a really... What, you were going to chime in. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
You can't say what you think.
About the Tedeschi Band. That was Sweet and Low. Before that, it was Chet Faker, who I love to hear from. That's an older song of his, though. Low. Before that, we heard from Grace Potter. It was Go Down Low. Opening it up... I'm not going to say Maldoro and I differ on our point of view about the Hermanos Gutierrez,
but I thought
Low Sun was such a terrific addition to the show, and I'd love to find them. I hadn't heard of them before.
Oh, I'm pretty sure they have a KXP Tiny Desk concert.
Well.
Is that KXP or NPR? Whatever. One of those.
Well, apparently I'm good with both. You're listening to the Curated Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm today. We are live in the Arts Corridor with some sloppy, slimy, slippery dim sum. Maldor does not appreciate
it. I hate dim sum. It's just all slimy and gross.
Why did you ask for the menu?
Because I thought we were going to collaborate. You were just going to run off. Whatever. We could have...
You circled items on the menu. You told me to get a menu. I'm going to do a Maldor.
Yes, and then we could have talked about it. That wasn't like, I didn't want like the nine things. I was like, these are the things.
When I came to talk to you about it, you got angry that you were pushing buttons.
I did say, these are the things in which I'm interested. Let's talk about it. And then you ran off and ordered shit.
I assumed that everything you circled was acceptable. And so I brought you at least half.
Maldor. This is not going to be one of the episodes that we look back on fondly.
I mean, it started out so well. With my good songs.
What with us being late?
Still on brand.
Fair.
Still on brand. Okay, so tell us about what you don't have lined up for us in the next segment.
I've got some more fucking probably 90s, like...
Predictable bullshit.
Brit
Dude, you're
pop.
Not going to play... You're not going to... Okay, you're not going to play
actually
Cracker?
What?
I don't, low?
Why?
Because...
I don't know anything about Cracker.
Okay, well...
I mean, I speak English like a... I mean, Spanish like a cracker. I don't know shit about Cracker. They're the guys who used to be in that other band immediately. Camper Van Beethoven.
Which you actually do know something about those guys. But nope.
Nope.
But we won't own that fact. Okay, tell us about what you have not pre-prepped. I'm totally
No, I'm wigging it as we go along. This is how I enjoy doing radio, is making it up as I go.
Hey, can we talk about
sometimes
that?
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Can we talk about that comedy clip that's snuck its way into your last segment?
Yeah, I meant to play a little more of the preamble of that, but since I didn't do any pre-pep, I didn't edit out the snippet, so I just kind of had to push the button somewhere in the middle of the segment, and I didn't have time.
But
to.
So, dear listeners, if you recall, this whole segment was about Radio Valencia and how...
No, it was actually about how every bathroom in San Francisco looks the same and is covered in fucking stickers and graffiti. And the guy goes on this rant about how no one gives a shit about your band. No one gives a shit about... Like, most of these bands probably don't even exist anymore, blah, blah, blah. He's like, no one gives a shit about Valencia Radio, which I thought was hilarious. Metaskeptic, one of our former DJs, was at that show and sent me the clip, or not a clip, he sent me the whole 2-hour thing. I'll pull that out so that we can actually listen
like
to a little more of it.
It's like a bad San Francisco comedian
going
off on a radio show that...
I didn't listen to a ton of it, but it wasn't funny. I mean, we'll have to play more of it and let the audience decide. We don't get to decide what's funny.
Although we know what is.
Us arguing about food is not.
It's just real. It's not a bit. That's the thing. It's not a bit.
Anyway, yeah, that's... it came from Metaskeptic. I didn't have time to trim down the... I mean, I had plenty of time to trim down the clip. I just didn't bother to do it.
I can't believe how you started right on point with it, though.
Yeah, it just hit the one joke about us instead of the preamble about the whole context. So we'll do that again in the future.
Well, it just made us sound shitty, frankly. But also coming from a local San Francisco comedian who is at an open mic, right? Listen, we will always consider the source, as you should, as you listen to the Cure to Catastrophe every Sunday.
I don't know if I could play some more 90s Britpop shit.
Mouser is a decent arbiter, but I'm afraid that I said that too soon before I know what's coming in the set.
No, I wasn't paying attention, so it didn't matter.
Oh, good.
This is Cure to Catastrophe, the irritable episode.
How did we... It's the low episode, Maldron.
Oh, yeah. We're feeling very low.
Apparently he is. It's Radio Valencia.
.fm.
Low.
Yeah. Last night I dreamt that somebody loved me. No hope, no harm, just another fall. Let's go.
another tomorrow, yeah. Satellite lady, moving low line. Come on, come on, burn a while with me, yeah. Let's put the high life on the bonfire, baby. Let's go steal some gasoline.
Listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, live in studio, where our open door policy has for once,
not let crazy
brought us a gem. Yes, thank goodness. And R is in studio with us. It's been so long since we've seen them.
It has. I don't even know. Is any of the, like,
all of the mics are working, so just
we can hear you, but if you can't hear yourself.
Okay, now I can hear myself.
All right, great. Yeah. Spin some knobs. Jiggle some wires. Something will work out. It's Radio Valencia.
Your hair looks amazing, Ekphrasis. Your eyes are bright. What's new in your world, Anar?
I'm freshly coiffed, and I just got back from the Legion of Honor, where I got to see the closing day of the Wayne Thiebaud exhibit. Fucking fantastic.
Let's talk about that.
Absolutely.
Can we talk about that?
Did you get a chance to see it?
No. I'm very excited to talk about this, though.
So it's one of those artists that has clearly been in the ether for many, many years. His work is very recognizable, and I don't, you know, but it wasn't a name that I ever tuned into. And getting to, you know, see the works in person, it's always such a treat. Everything's just really bright and textured and interesting and very... very just very very fun, very very fun work.
That was the Legion of Honor.
What's that?
That was at the Palace of Legion of Honor.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They closed today, unfortunately.
Did you have an opportunity to get to the De Young?
So
for Kehinde Wiley's.
No.
Okay. No. I had a friend.
I'm on foot, so.
Recommend that to me recently, and I remember reading the articles about it. It seems to have maybe a similar social resonance. That's why I thought maybe you may have seen it.
Mm. I'll put it on the list. But yeah, I mean, his works, you know, the thing that I really wanted to engage with was his ethos around art making, which is really about riffing on anything that's around you. So he was not precious about, you know, being recognized as some, you know, fantastic, amazing, crazy artist, or, you know, developing some particular, you know, niche language.
The beauty of the freestyle?
Well, not just that, but I mean, his philosophy was, you know, like, art isn't made, it's stolen. And what he means by that is, you know, you take from everything that's around you, whether it's other people's art, and you incorporate their styles or their themes or their mindset, or okay, you like full-on reproduce something specifically.
I want to talk about this. Do we have a second to expand on this, Maldor?
Sure. We've talked in the past about the movie you've seen.
No, that's for me. Sorry. Hold on. I wanted to mention.
Are we going
to
argue again?
Yes, definitely. Because I wanted to respond to NR about a song that I found that is entirely speaking to what they're talking about. I did not play this song this episode, but it's a Kanye West song. And
problematic.
Entirely, in so many ways. He has a song that's called Low Lights.
Oh.
Yeah. And I didn't want to play it. I listened to it. I was like, well, where is Kanye? I was like, what is this song? What is it? And I looked it up.
Doesn't he go by a different name now, too?
I don't know.
Yeah, he goes by Ye the Nazi.
Okay. Oh, my God. The views expressed here on The Curated Catastrophe are not necessarily those of Radio Valencia.
His name is Ye, and he sells a swastika shirt on his website. This is a fact.
Okay, so Low Lights, though, it samples. And again, I didn't play the song, but I kept the notes because I was like, this is fucking interesting. It samples his song, quote-unquote song, samples an a cappella version of a 2004 Tribal House track, So Alive, by Kings of Tomorrow. And there's a producer, Sandy Rivera. But the voice on the recording is an uncredited vocalist. Mm. So that's the background music for Kanye's, okay? And then he puts that together with a spoken word. He calls it an interlude, but it's a piece. If you look it up on its own, he never credits that spoken word artist, whose name is Kelly Price, and she's talking about her faith. So he has effectively reappropriated two terrific pieces of art that stand alone on their own. He sampled one of them in a small segment, so he never has to pay credit. And then the other one, which remains uncredited, which frankly, you have to dig a little bit deep to find it, the Kelly Price piece. Next, I mean, people call him a musical genius. And is that because he steals? So to your point, NR, right? Everything is borrowed? Maybe, except that I think that good art comes from that heart of sharing, right? And understand. Okay, Maldor, you are rolling your eyes.
Well, but I think that, you know, with Tebow, he absolutely, first of all, identifies his inspirations, or, you know, like he'll fully acknowledge whoever he, you know, took from, and he'll either directly reproduce something and just, you know, like, here, I just wanted to, you know,
highlight something,
and I'm just gonna like do it just as a kind of, you know, exercise, or he's going to reinterpret it in, you know, in some way where it either directly references that original piece or it's spiritually references that piece.
Interesting, so, because Kanye would say, you know, that this, according to his album, was a spiritual.
That's a mashup.
It was a mashup, but he gets credit for bringing this and putting these two aspects together, and then people call him a genius.
I mean,
it's,
well,
I think it's comment worthy.
They're clearly not really tuned in.
Well, they're in the media, so right?
yeah. Well. So, what movie were you, like, before we close on this, I'm actually curious.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do I get to talk now?
Oh, yes, Maldor. Yes, thank you.
I'm sorry. I was going to say, I've referenced this before, but there's a film called Rip, a Remix Manifesto,
yes,
which talks at length about how there is no original art, and so much art wouldn't have happened, like hip-hop or 90s house, or, I mean, nothing would have happened if people paid attention to copyright law.
Yep.
Yep. The fucking Rolling Stones, the Led Zeppelin.
Is that Kirby Ferguson?
It's Brett Gaylor.
Okay.
And it used to have its own website. You could just watch it for free, but apparently now it's streaming places.
So Kirby Ferguson is an artist who I can't remember if he started with a book or a website called Everything is a Remix.
Right, yeah.
So he did that. And then, of course, there's what's... I can't remember the name of the author. He did a bunch of music books, and one of them is called Rip It Up and Start Again.
Oh, yeah. Neil Grail Marcus?
No.
Oh, no, that's... Yeah.
That's Lipstick Traces.
I thought he also did Rip It Up and Start Again.
No. It's this other... this other British author whose name I don't know.
Simon Reynolds.
Thank you. I'm like, whose name I just couldn't recall. Anyway, so yes. I mean, it's a truism.
Right.
And the fact that Tebow was so just transparent about, you know, both his approach and intentions is what really inspired me to go see the exhibit. And it was great. It was great.
All of this philosophically sounds a lot like Nietzsche's eternal return of the same. Mm. Friedrich Nietzsche was accused of being a philosopher, but originally he was an historian.
Okay.
And one of his best philosophies came out of the fact that he studied history. And it was all about... It was also about... Okay, oh, Maldor says hurry it up. All right, now forget it. It's ekphrasis. No, it's fine.
It's not ekphrasis. It's just... I just, like, we don't need the background.
Fucking
tell
bullshit.
Tell us what the idea is.
The idea is that, of course, everything is sort of this... How do you say it? It's not the same as it ever was, but you're going to take from
new.
Things... Yes, but nothing is new. Just nothing is new.
Oh, because... Okay.
Just nothing is new.
And to wrap it with a quote by one of my favorite filmmakers, Jim Jarmusch.
Yes.
Steal. I forgot the quote, but it's like... It's something like... You're going to have to look it up. It's like he basically... states exactly the same thing. It's like, you know, nothing is new. Steal to make your work.
This is why we love to welcome NR to the show anytime. I am so happy that you crossed that threshold today. I'm so happy to see you. It's been so long.
Yay.
It reminds me of Austin Kleon's book, Steal Like an Artist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is tremendous. Another tremendous bathroom read. and he also has the great one about producing art during oppressive times, which was written not during quite these oppressive times, so it's also useful.
In our next segment coming up, we have things that are old, cool, and low, just like everyone that is in the studio right now. This set of music, no, Maldor, what are you going to say?
I just laughed.
Okay. Oh, is that what that sounds like?
About the old part.
Oh, we've got him laughing. All right. Well, that's you. No, I'm really pleased to present. You may or may not like it, but it is a set of female vocalists with whom I think you can't take issue.
Christ, I'm really well lubricated right now. And by that I mean...
So sexy.
But oh by God. That I mean...
I love it. I love it.
God damn, that dim sum was greasy.
We welcome NR back to the studio. As
Thanks
always, it is a curated catastrophe. This is Della Reese with Low
on Radio Valencia.
FM.
I got the blues. Sitting by the window with that look in my eye. These empty rooms is all the traveling that I've done since love passed me by. Life was a sunny day, a happy setup. Now it's a rainy day, without a let up. I got the blues, gotta go on traveling, though I'll never know what. I was so high, but now I feel low. My heart is buried in the snow, because my love had to go and leave me feeling low. They do, I know, because my time is
my fur coat solo, Lord, ain't it cold? But I'm not gonna holler, cause I still got a dollar, and when I get low, oh, I get high. My man walked out, now you know that ain't right. Well, he better watch out if I meet him tonight. I said, when I get low, oh, I get high. All this hard luck in this town has found me. Nobody knows how trouble goes round and round me. Oh, I'm all alone with no one to pet me. But old rocking chair ain't never gonna get me. Cause when I get low, oh, I get high.
Thank you. when you speak loud. Our summer day withers away too soon, too soon. Drift, we're swept apart too soon. Speak low. In the dark, too soon, too soon. I feel wherever I go, that tomorrow is near.
Listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm. We are joined in studio this afternoon by NR in that set, which I like to call Old, Cool, and Low. Closing it out, we heard Sarah Vaughan. That was live at the London House, 1958. I really like that song. If you've heard that song before, it's been widely recorded as a jazz standard, but it was originally made famous by a musical, 1943, One Touch of Venus, and I just don't think anyone has done it better than Sarah Vaughan. Her voice just drips with honey in that song. Before that, we heard Chuck Berry. That was Low Feeling.
Yeah, I wouldn't have picked that for Chuck Berry, honestly.
You wouldn't have picked it?
It would have taken me a million years to realize that was Chuck Berry, because I'm used to his like hyper-speed stuff, and that was a slow blues.
I couldn't agree with you more. That was off the album Sweet 16, which surprised me, but I still find...
Problematic title.
Maldoror, yes. I still find that... Since Mom died, I brought that Chuck Berry song Carol, which was a fantastic rock and roll song. You hadn't heard that one either.
Right, pretty good.
And I still am finding these incredible weird things out about Chuck Berry. Anyway, he's a rabbit hole my own way. Before that, we heard Sweet and Low Down. That was by George Gershwin, composer Ira Gershwin. And the only issue that I have with that song is that on the internet it was described as ushering in the blues, which I don't think the Gershwins did. I think they were piggybacking on...
ushering the blues to white people.
It wasn't even the blues. It was
the Gershwins were the first Elvis.
No, they were more like ragtime. Like they were sort of stealing,
which was also stolen from black people.
Yes, exactly. So anyway,
you don't say.
They're the new Jelly Roll Morton.
George and Ira Gershwin together there on Sweet and Low Down. Before that,
noted blues men, George and Ira Gershwin.
It's pretty good. When I Get Low, I Get High by Ella Fitzgerald, which we only differ in that. It's when I'm good, I still also get high. And opening it up, it was Low by Della Reese. An entire set of female vocalists that Maldoror probably can't take issue with.
We were sitting outside enjoying our tiny chairs.
We were.
Wasn't paying attention. I'm sure it'll be great when I listen to it again.
You don't even listen to it again.
I used to. But now I'm so busy.
You should see NR's face. Just flat. Really? Busy? Really? Yeah. Fantastic.
I can't leave my house now because it's cost $100 to leave the house in San Francisco.
See, I have an issue with this. Why do you think it costs you money to leave the house?
Go for a walk and walk somewhere and walk back and do nothing.
Dude, you have consumer issues.
But if you go into any place or do anything entertaining.
It's the world we live in. Everything is meant to sell you something. You cannot...
Resist.
If I want to go see a movie...
You can't even do anything.
What a fucking movie ticket's $20 now. I can sit in the park across the street from my house.
Yeah, Maldoror did that on the way here. He was like, I'm sitting on a park bench with a homeless person, so I don't spend too much money at the bar.
He sat next to me, to be fair. And then he smoked a big old fatty. He didn't share with me, and I'm okay with that.
You didn't want it.
No.
You got that secondhand buzz.
Yeah, you weren't even his type. It's fine.
So anyway, this was a random theme picked out of a hat.
No, it wasn't. It was AI generated.
Well,
He did it.
What we're talking about is using a random generator or a Google. Is that using AI?
It's not
it
random.
It kind of is because you're using a computer to do something for you.
What the fuck is?
I mean.
What do you mean it's not random? It's a fucking random word generator. It's literally random.
It's not.
Yeah, are you arguing about the random?
It's not even semantics. It's a deep misunderstanding of what's happening with the technological interface.
No, I think the semantic thing is whether or not you call that AI. Using a computer for anything technically is AI. If it's doing any thinking for you.
If you can expand your definition, it would be computational logic, what computers typically do.
Well, this is the conversation I was trying to have by saying whether or not that...
Know that computational logic equates to intelligence, because we extrapolate the word intelligence and then we're like, oh, there's emotional intelligence and there's this kind of intelligence
that.
Seems adaptable. Well, I'm sorry, because it's a little fucking woo-woo.
To begin with, because it's not intelligence.
But
it's
if you are using...
This is what I'm saying.
But if you're using the computer...
Thank you, NR. Exactly.
To think for you, isn't that... substituting it for your intelligence.
Is a calculator artificial intelligence?
Well, that's a good question. See, this is the question I'm asking.
This is philosophy. Google, I love that you wanted to shit on philosophy early in the show, and now here we are.
How did I shit on philosophy?
Love it.
How did I want to shit on philosophy?
I don't know. Go back to segment two. Let's talk about Nietzsche. Let's
go. What's the next set of songs?
We don't have time.
He doesn't have one.
Wait, really? Oh, so we have
dozens of times before. It's a ubiquitous piece of the pop culture soundscape. It's been used as a rhythmic backdrop in everything from late 80s gangster rap to corporate America's recycling hip-hop forms to sell things like Jeeps and blue jeans to suburban America. In fact, just last week, I saw a TV commercial for a pharmaceutical company where this drumbeat was used to promote some sort of purple pill. It's been used so much, I might argue it's now entered into the collective audio unconscious, and did so about 3 or 4 years ago. It's been somewhat glossed over now, but it has quite a history to it. This particular drumbeat, or rather this breakbeat, as it is more accurately called, or even more simply just break, well, this particular break is called the Amen break. Here's what it sounds like. Here, I'll play it again.
Sorry, that's an example of...
You can make all the money you want.
Oh, fuck you.
You can, Maldoror, you can.
Sorry, that's a great documentary about the Amen break and how if you... That's only a 12-minute documentary. If you rely on copyright, fucking nothing would have ever happened in hip-hop. Anyway, you had something else you want to throw in?
It was just a quote that a friend sent to me.
Okay.
While listening. Yes, we have one listener. It's
fantastic.
True.
Welcome,
nothing,
one listener.
Nothing
and
is original.
People of the future.
Nothing is original. Steal from anywhere that resonates with inspiration or fuels your imagination. Devour old films, new films, music, books, paintings, photographs, poems, dreams, random conversations, architecture, bridges, street signs, trees, clouds, bodies of water, light and shadows. Select only things to steal from that speak directly to your soul. If you do this, your work and theft will be authentic. Authenticity is invaluable. Originality is non-existent. And don't bother concealing your thievery. Celebrate it if you feel like it. In any case, always remember what Jean-Luc Godard said. It's not where you take things from, it's where you take them to.
Okay, that ended with a good Godard quote. Who was the overall quote?
That's hard to say. We'll get back to that. On another episode
French?
Of The Curious Case.
Was it is it a Hitler quote? Why are you not?
Jesus Christ. Hey, no, I do have a funny thing.
That's way too deep for Hitler.
We don't have time.
Oh, can we talk about fascism really quickly?
Sure.
Something really funny happened in the building. There was a Tesla that had a flat tire. And so the parking guys came to me and they were like, hey, can we borrow your air compressor? And I was like, yes, just make sure to fill that Tesla tire full of fascism. They're Chinese. They didn't really know what I was saying.
This is the curated catastrophe. We got to get out of here. Cheap Hooch is doing a rerun today, I guess, because they're not here. So,
a warm and generous thank you to NR for being back in the studio
thanks
today.
For popping in.
So good. We love. God, you're so good on the show. Love it.
This is curated catastrophe.
Radio Valencia.
.fm.